The riparian is the area of land right next to a body of water, whether it's a creek, a river, or a lake. That's the riparian area. So we want to make sure that's healthy, has a lot of vegetation, so that it can keep things from washing directly off into the creeks and streams.
Why is the restoration of this riparian buffer important? You did mention it helps to keep the water runoff from getting into the streams?
Yes. So we want to filter the water that as it comes off, in particular if it's an urban stream, which is primarily the ones we'll be planting on Saturday. The water will oftentimes come off of a trail or parking lot, those kind of things. And we want to filter what goes into the creek or stream before that water rushes, takes the nutrients or pollutants with it into the stream.
Now, how does the riparian buffer get eroded, depleted? Could you explain that a little bit?
Partly it can be because of development. So we're going back in and in particular along some of the trails, and those trails are wonderful. Many of them follow creeks and streams, which gets people out there to enjoy it. But we can help build up some vegetation that may have need some help along there. And what's great about trees is they provide a lot of extra benefits as well. So they provide shade over water, which keeps the water temperature cooler, which keeps the fish species and macroinvertebrates or bugs healthy in that ecosystem with the cooler water temperatures. And so that's part of what we're trying to do is also build up shade for the water as well as filtering pollutants before they go into the creeks and streams.
Okay. So how do you restore a riparian buffer? You said you will be planting trees. What else?
So we're focusing on planting trees, again, for that kind of shade cover, but grasses, native grasses in particular, are very good at taking up excess nutrients, which plants need, and filtering that water, slowing down stormwater before it hits a creek or stream. And so riparian buffers are really nature's way to filter out what comes off of an open area into a creek or stream. A lot of times people think that our storm drains, what flows into a storm drain, gets filtered before it hits a creek or stream. It actually is directed directly into a creek or stream. So we're expecting some rains in the next few days. Most of that rain will hit an impervious surface in an urban area, run into a storm drain, and then directly to a creek or stream. So these are riparian buffers, are just ways to help filter that water before it eventually goes into a creek or stream, slow it down so the velocity doesn't cause stream bank erosion downstream as well.
And again, if this doesn't happen, that'll affect the water quality?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So what happens this weekend, this Saturday? The 2012 riparian
Project.
Yes. Tell us something about that.
So this is our fifth year. This will be the fifth annual riparian project, and we'll be planting in six locations in our urban areas in the watershed. And each of those locations will plant between 450 and 500 tree seedlings. We'll be planting native trees, some that do well along waterways, some that do well a little farther back. So trees like bald cypress and green ash do well close to water. Trees like cherry bark oak, northern red oak, sawtooth oak, and white oak we're planting a little farther away from the creek and streams because they don't like it as wet.
Okay. And who can participate? And if people want to participate, where can they find more information?
Great. So more information is on our website at irwp.org for Illinois River Watershed Partnership. People of all ages can volunteer. We have young children and families coming. We have Cub Scout troops, Girl Scouts. We have Master Naturalists. A lot of them volunteer. We do expect some rain on Saturday, but in some ways that's good for the trees to be planted and watered right away. So we'll go rain or shine. And there are six locations, five here in the Arkansas portion of the watershed, one in Oklahoma, because we share our watershed with Oklahoma. Pick a location close to you. There's Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Prairie Grove, and then at the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission on Highway 10 along the Illinois River in Oklahoma. So more information is on our website. Want to thank our sponsors from the Walton Family Foundation, the AEP Foundation, Tyson Foods, others along helping us every year plant trees in our watershed.
And anything else that we should look forward to?
So our next probably large project would be on April 5th is our Rain Garden Academy with Beaver Water District, and we will be having it here in Fayetteville at the Town Center on April 5th, Thursday, April 5th, from 9 to 4 p.m. One other exciting project that we started last year is a tree farm. So we've also planted this spring another 1,000 small container trees, 10 different species, native species, and we'll grow those for a year at Flint Creek Power Plant Tree Farm. And Siloam Springs and Gentry High School students helped us plant those 1,000 trees into recycled bags made out of plastic water bottles. So we're real excited about those new tree bags that'll these trees. And then we'll be able to plant those 1,000 trees later in the fall. They'll have more time to grow and have a root structure a little bit more than the seedlings, which we'll plant this Saturday.
Thank you so much, Delia.
Thank you, Iti.